Have you ever thought about the very important role that darkness plays in the story of Christmas? A dark stable in the dead of night is the traditional setting. And it must have been dark with only a small fire or a couple of tiny lamps for light. The sky over the shepherds was dark, both before and after it was shattered by the glory of the angels. A midnight sky sets off the star that leads to the place. And that star, like any star, could best be seen the darker the night. Christmas is in so many ways a festival of the night. We crowd into church at night, where candles shine and their shadows dance through the building. Well, to be sure, some of this light and darkness and candles is purely sentimental. Candles are pretty, and trees with tiny lights on them look nice too. And it is a bit stimulating to troop off to church late at night and to be here together through the darkness. But there is also a very real sense in which the symbolism of darkness is essential if we are to understand what Christmas is all about. We will participate in it at the end of this service when the church grows dark. And then the light of our candles illuminates it again. The symbolism of darkness is essential if we are to understand what Christmas is all about. As a matter of fact, one of our difficulties here and now in preparing for Christmas and celebrating Christmas is that there are too many lights around. In store windows, in decorations, along the streets, in front yards, Christmas lights everywhere. Maybe it's a little bit too well lighted, a little bit too soon. So by the time Christmas actually arrives and the 12-day festival begins tonight, we're already tired of the trimmings and lights and we want to move on. Well, there's a beautiful Christmas carol which we hear this time of year, which will help me say to you what I want to say tonight. Unfortunately, it is a Christmas carol that is not found in our hymn book. But I want to tell you about it. I want to sing it with you tonight. I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Do you know it? Have you heard it? I heard the bells on Christmas Day was written by the American poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. And it was composed during the darkest period of our nation's history and also during the lowest point in Longfellow's life. Let me tell you how it happened. One day, one summer day, Longfellow's wife Fanny was sitting in the parlor trimming her daughter's hair. And she decided to preserve some of the hair clippings in sealing wax. And so while she melted the wax with a candle, some of the wax fell onto her dress. And just as it did, a breeze came through the window and it ignited her dress on fire. She ran into Henry's study, where he tried to smother the flames with a carpet. But the carpet being too small, he wrapped himself around his wife in an effort to put out the flames. But her injuries were so severe that she died the next morning. And Henry Wadsworth Longfellow was unable to attend his wife's funeral because of the severity of his own burns. If you've seen pictures of Longfellow, you've noticed that he wore a long beard. And he wore that beard only after the accident because the burns to his face were so severe and disfiguring that he could no longer shave after he was burned. Well, about a year later, Longfellow, still grieving for his wife, received word that his oldest son, Charles, a lieutenant in the Army of the Potomac, this was during the Civil War, Charles had just been shot and severely wounded, crippling his legs irreparably. And so Longfellow cast deeper into darkness and despair, wrote this in his journal. He said, "How inexpressibly sad are the holidays. I can make no record of these days. Better to leave them wrapped in silence." perhaps someday, God will give me peace. And so it was. A nation at war with itself, a husband mourning, a father grieving, that he sat down on Christmas Day, 1868, and penned these incredible words of hope that we have in his hymn, "I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day." You'll see the stanzas of the hymn projected on the screen. Let us sing them together.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought
so far, doesn't it? Longfellow is capturing some of the spirit of Christmas. But then in the next two stanzas, he recalls some of the difficulty and the pain that the war had brought to him and his family and the families of the nation. These two stanzas are stanzas that you probably have never heard because they are omitted from this hymn as they refer to the Civil War. Let's sing them together. Do you hear the despair and the sadness? And there is yet one more stanza that encapsulates Longfellow's despair. But the despair cannot hold him. For the thought of Christmas and all that it brings to us was overwhelming. And in his final verse, he finally explodes with the hope and the joy that Christmas brings. Two more stanzas to his poem. then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. You know, there is still plenty of darkness in our life and in our world. For still, we are at war. And still, children are dying along with the fathers and mothers of children and the sons and daughters of loving parents. Still, there are convicted child molesters walking the streets. Still, there is want and need a year after the Gulf Coast storms. Still, there is illness and death and addiction and unemployment and racism and hatred. But into every darkness, our God enters. Just as long ago He came to a frightened young woman boarded in a stable, still He comes into lives darkened by grief and sadness and tragedy and loss. But as with Longfellow, we have to be attentive and listening. Do you really think that the bells pealed more loud and deep for him? No. The bells were the same. But it was his attentive heart that heard the bells. It was his attentive heart that heard the hope and the promise that he needed. And this is the meaning of Christmas. That in the Christ born to us today, there is the hope and the promise that we need to dispel any darkness, every darkness that seeks to embrace us. Is there any hope for peace? Is there any hope for healing? Is there any hope for forgiveness and for the children and for the wounded and for the broken? If there is any hope for you, is there any hope for you or for me or for Old First Church? At Christmas, we encounter the answer. God's resounding yes. Yes, there is hope for us. Yes, there is light for us that will dispel every darkness. God's resounding yes, spoken not in any word, but in this child who is called Christ, Savior and Friend. Amen.